Hey. Look it up. Getting high. And what does that mean? It means the higher you climb, the more perspective you see. So, yeah, go look. What were you going to say?
So, we see stories all the time in our minds. Stories, you know. We move our head around, we see the flower that brings us a story. Something is in our thought, we want to do something, it's in our thought. It's just stories, all stories. Right? And we see stories from others that are related to us.
Exactly.
And there are lots of ways to look at that stories. Like, you know, psychology 101, cultural differences, millions of ways.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at the word story, because you've got to always include the word and understand what it is that we're saying. So if we have to get higher perspective, we have to climb higher. That means a story is a building. So every time we create a story, it creates a block on top. And so those stories get taller and taller and taller and taller. Now let's say your stories are of lower and you come to someone who's got a higher perspective, higher, is on a higher story. And now you're trying to work with that person and your energy says masculine, feminine, always together, right? But they're separate because we can use them separately. I can just go into my divine goddess and forget about, you know, my mind, or I can go into my mind and forget about, you know, the divine goddess, the creator. And I might only have stacked on my story a certain amount of experiences that allow for the divine goddess within me as a woman. But then I come to a partner and he's a man and he's got stacked higher in the divine goddess than I have because he's had more experiences, let's say. Maybe in his family dynamics, there was more of the divine goddess than there was of the masculine. So he would be stacking at a different perspective, in different emotions. So you can have 10 things going in that one story of blocks next to each other, all being stacked at different stages or different heights. And so here I am with a lower vibration, not a lower vibration, but a lower sense of stories. And someone who has a higher sense of stories in that category. And then I go into a story that says in that story of my story, the top story, that, oh, hey, I need you to help me here, but your masculine is not switched on. So here I'm saying, oh, but look, you're acting like a woman all the time. You're not doing what I need you to do, which is the masculine. But here is, it's me. I'm the one who's desiring that masculine inside of me to be balanced with the divine goddess. So rather than taking his story and seeing the elevation of perspective, I'm working from a different perspective. If that person doesn't understand that there's a difference in perspective of energy, not, oh, what do you mean I'm acting like a woman? No, I'm not. And you go into another story, and now you're going to take that one story off, and you're going to give it to her. Because you just said, I'm not acting like that. And she says, I'm so grateful, thank you. And now the balance is there, you see, from the words. And you don't have to fight about it. We just did a beautiful exchange of acknowledgement of stacking a story from one person to another. And the reason those perspectives are different is because we stack our stories, man, on a timeline, energetically. So if we do want to do those exchanges of energy, words, feelings, colors, we have to be understanding of what we are talking about when we talk about our stories. So the energy exchange is going back and forth, always looking for the balance. And so that's why couples choose the extremes of one another, is because on one story I could be a negative 4 and the other story of my partner could be a positive 6. And it could be on the same trajectory because you're talking about the same story. I can be on a telephone in one story and you can be on one in another story in another building. We're still in the story, though.
We'll be in the same story.
Uh-huh.
Building.
Exactly.
So, you are a good storyteller. So, sorry. So, all these stories, because we can make patterns.
Yeah.
So, we attach a story to another story to another story and create a pattern of that story, the story, they are similar, or happy people.
Yeah.
Happy. And we just create stories and categorize, organize. Now, the more positive thoughts, joy, happy, awesome, hope, those are lighter colors that go up. So you build your aura around that when you build those patterns of stories in the light with love, because everything you can put light, everything. And you create this aura around you, and then your mind is so used to it that you start seeing the things, the world, your life, everything around you beautiful, because that's what you are created. That's how you are repatterning your mind in every little story, in everything. And your aura, your colors increase, increase, increase. But if you put blocks that are dark, you're just going down. You're not going up. You're building. Yeah, you're like becoming super expert in decoding evil, bad things or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's dark magic, because the magic is what we think in our mind, and we unravel and we create patterns, right? When we do a spell, it's just because it holds certain vibrations that people have believed, and we also do it. And it just carries that vibration, but also, you know, everything, incantations, songs, thank you, Rooster.
Yeah.
Can be on the light because the soul likes that. The soul is light. The soul likes not rough corners, which is, means a lot of light, right? When we want to create a picture of a tree and you say, hey, you only have 9 blocks to paint that tree, right? And in one block, you should only have one color, right? That's even the rough edges of computer. Then everything is like so black and white and rough, because that's how we create one series and little blocks in the computer. Now we can see better resolution, but we were programmed to see these little blocks for a long time. You know, the TV, we saw the little, everything was just making our head looking squared in a grid. And that's why people say, get out of the grid, you know, just think outside of the box. That's what it means, because we our mind gods is a pattern. I mean, if we see a star or we see a candle or we meditate in a star versus we spend 2 hours looking at a TV, which is a box.
Yeah.
That is going to pull your mind. It's going to frame your mind. You are inside the box, or you are looking in other perspectives. Right? You're looking at the mountains and the mango tree, at the bees flying, and your eyes are just wandering, which also makes your mind wander. Because it's different, it's constantly changing and surprising. Oh, now this bird that has yellow chest is now here. I have not seen that bird before. Now he's standing in the electric transformer, which I thought they were bad. And they must be not so bad, because the bird is standing there. You know, to be honest, just not looking. I know I... But the bird is there and is happy. So maybe they did a good job isolating that. So thank you, guys. I mean, that's what I need to say at this time. I don't have any other proof of that is
plastic.
Affecting me.
Plastic, rubber.
And metal.
Yeah, it's the conductor of keeping all that energy in a tube, keeping it inside, you know, the circle, which is like a square on the outside, because everything is in a box. Even Russians, when we start to write cursive, it's all blocks. It's all in squares. That's how you learn to write, is to keep the circle, the letters inside the box, to make them perfectly symmetrical. And then the grids go away, and then you can write on a line. And then you know how to write an A. If you don't have the box, you won't be able to write an A. You'll not know where to stay in the box to create the circle. A perfect circle, by the way.
So, do you think we always need the box? If you were going to rewrite how we teach to create beautiful numbers.
Yeah.
Or beautiful letters. We will need something to help us master. It's not that we need a box. It's just that in this case, a little rectangle that helps us paint better is good. Nothing to do with boxes or nothing. It's just the rectangle is a tool.
It's to do with digits.
to measure exactly. To make ourselves precision of your finger until that point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like the...
Like the guitar.
Like the...
Strings of the guitar, the threads.
No, the separation, what it's called.
The threads.
The trastes. The, I don't know how it's called in English, but you know.
Yeah.
When,
the tracks. I don't know either.
Traste in Spanish. Yeah, because it marks you how to, you know, go from one.
Yeah, because light is liquid. And the minute you pierce a tiny little hole in there, which is a circle, it starts to look for some way out. That's why we put the light on, so we can see a way out, because in the dark you cannot see. So when we are dealing with emotions that are based on fear, is because we're in the dark, is because we can't turn the light on and we cannot see. But the minute you turn that light on, you are no longer afraid of the dark, and you can see perspective. So these words are very important when we even like having, you know, an altercation with a friend. You can say, hey, let me just turn on the light. And unconsciously, all the words are spells. Our body knows, it's programmed for those words, those ditches,
so,
those.
So it's awesome. So that brought me an idea of what we need, we did before, or we do sometimes, is we take these sun baths, mm-hmm. which is bringing light, right?
Uh-huh.
But if we bring
drinking
light,
the waters that are made from the flowers,
which is the essence of this light capture,
liquid light, liquid gold,
liquid gold. So if we do these sun showers, and we know in all our orifices, because and we program and we say we open our eyes and we say, you know, I love to see. I see light. I see light. I mm-hmm. see light. I see new light.
Here, I consume light.
I hear
I consume light.
Light.
I am light.
I give light.
I project light.
Exactly the same. Even
so,
and we
in,
go and
out.
We go to, you know, the vagina and the ass, the same. I mean, oh yeah, I'm sensual light, and all this is filled with light. Everything, every part knows. I smell goodness. You know, I smell delicious light flowers. And we do that with the sun, because when the sun is heating, is penetrating that intention also.
Wow, so clothing, you see, covered our breasts. Now our breasts are in the dark. That's why every boy is looking at you. He's like, can we turn on some light there, you know? I'm looking in, I'm bringing some light to you. Oh, I see your boobies, nice. Okay. But see, these organs that are meant to be exposed to the light for photosynthesis too, to create... Because the nipples will absorb all of the liquid light and go into the mammary glands and create milk and nourishment and joy, you see. But if we're covered in our vaginas, our penis, our anus, it never sees the light of day, man. It doesn't even know it exists. What? We know it's all in the dark. And that's why we're also desperate trying to look in the light to see what's in that dark, in there, behind that piece of clothing that's lined in plastic. And now I can't even see, man. You got this barrier of plastic in my eyes. Can I see through it? But if it was cotton, you put it into the light and all these tiny little holes of cotton, you can see straight through it. It becomes transparent.
Yeah, it becomes exactly, uh-huh. It becomes like sexy.
But they've put on black clothing, brown clothing, you know, or red hot fire clothing instead of these temperate, you know, like the nipples should be in rose, man. Rose gold, vagina too, it's a rose. The anus is a rose too. And these are all little orifices, and an orifice is an orifice. You measure the dimension, whether it's your mouth or your vagina or your, but the vagina is the biggest orifice. It can expand. Like my mouth, you can't, I mean, your mouth expands to a certain degree. It's only so much you can put in there. It's measured
vagina
to the...
Vagina expands more than the mouth.
But the vagina expands to a whole human body of 30 centimeters either way. You can have a fat baby with a fat head. I mean, the hips alone are bigger than the mouth, the size of the shoulders, for that they match the lungs. So the words are the trick. And if we use those words in the times of altercations, then... It doesn't matter whether the person says, wow, you're so poetic, you switched on the light, and all of a sudden I can see what you're talking about. No kidding, man. Thank you to me for bringing us to the light. Now, let's make some sense of that dark and tell that little piece of dark, hey, there's three of us now, we're in the light. You can join us too, be a friend. We'll take care of you. So it is the Trinity, because when we don't get what we want from the universe or the extension of us, which is the universe, our family, people, a chair, a cup of coffee that reaches your mouth that doesn't, you know, satisfy your desire, whatever it might be, is we use these words to program our mind, because our mind only knows letters and numbers, programs of a computer, bits and pieces. They're not even words. They haven't manufactured anything. It's up to us to manufacture by changing the letters, changing the words. So if we knew that vowels, which is A, 1, E, or is a 5, A, E, I is a 9, O is a 2, or is 20. I mean, man, I'm so good, I know them all, huh?
Yeah.
I passed that exam. And then what is a U? A U is a reversal, so comes back at you, it's a circle, must be somewhere in the twos. I don't know, but anyway, if we understood that the letters create a number and that the numbers create a digit, a sum of it all, are you in the negative? Did you end up with that sentence and it put you all the way into the negative, negative 7 in the end? Or did it put you into a positive 9? So if we don't play with the numbers and the digits alone, the letters themselves, individual letters, and we don't formulate these words to create sounds, because they're not words for meaning. We spoke in sounds.
So if we do...
No vowels and they're mixing things up. The way the birds speak, the way we hear a cricket chirp. Chicka, 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 chicka. Or tweet, 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 tweet. You know, these are all numbers. 2 2 2 is tweet, 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 tweet. Mm-hmm. Numbers that make a sound, that make a letter, a flame letter from the fire.
Like R-R-R will be what?
Uh-huh.
Will be what?
R-R-R.
R-R-R-R-R-R-R. 1 2 3 3 3 4 4 4 4 4 5 6 7 8 is between like 3 and 4 3 4 4 4 4
so you just count the consonants count the consonants, how many letters are there, and then you go back onto the number scale to find the original letter, the original flame letter that made that sound. So let's say it's a 7, then you're going to go to a 7.
What is a 7?
A 7 is Christ consciousness.
No, but where did you get the 7 from?
Just a number I pulled out.
From?
Let's say we had a word and it went down to a 7. Now I've got a 7 there, which says that that word, it could be kata, right? And now kata is a 7. A 7 is a translation of Christ consciousness, which is love, unconditional love. So now I know that word contains unconditional love. It's a metaphor now. Now I can categorize it as something that everybody can use.
So let me start from the beginning. So getting a 7 from a word.
Mm-hmm.
This is A is 1, B is 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I say ABBA, that will be 1 plus 2 plus 1, 4.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Perfect, thank you. I just want to be clear. Uh-huh. But exactly.
And then so that word itself created what? An entity. A still. Yet to be in motion, because it needs other words to color it, to create a sentence, a story. Now when you've got the story of these numbers, and you can say, I have a story of 12 words that I put together that make a 3.
And then you're going to explain it in numerology way.
And then, well...
You can read your words, mm-hmm. doing a numerology analysis, understand even which word, I mean, word by word, to see which number transitions to. How do you get from 3 to 7? Tell us.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, what's the end of the story? So you need to create all the patterns, understanding the numbers, to weave the story also in a numerologically gnosis way. That's beautiful.
Well, because then
which allows you to get a lot of insights of what you said, because you will get a lot of insights. It's another perspective of what you wrote. And you will get a lot of insights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And reverse speech is another, for example.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because then you can attach the correct metaphor to the number. And now that number has a metaphor, which means it has a form of translation. So in other words, a mango is good for, you know, let's say your blood. And now you know the metaphor. If you put blood mango, a blood mango, you now know exactly what that is all about, including the letters that correspond to the numbers that correspond to a frequency. Because when you create a shape from that, a three, you know that three is going to be a triangle. Now you're going to go to things that create a triangle, which is three, and three is a six. Now that's X. You see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
And so now you can create all these beautiful stories. Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about, but you could have created a story that is so magical that people have no idea. And now they're using your slogan everywhere, like Nike. Just do it. Add all the numbers, man, including Nike. And if you know who Nike is, he's a god. If you look up the god Nike and then have a look at the corresponding numbers,
it's then clear. Go it to says just do it.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah,
do it.
Exactly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. But then you go to the numbers and you see, what did Nike create out of his colors? What is their fashion of colors of Nike? Black and white, which is the chessboard. Now you're playing king and queen. Uh-huh. Which means a Nike is for royalty, and only those back then. Nike's now available for everybody, but back then you could only afford Nike if you were of royalty status. That's why it wasn't available for everybody, all those brand names. And now you've got a brand that works in the ether as a what? A fractal of light, sacred geometry that's working every time I speak, creating all these beautiful mandalas in the Garden of Eden, because everything is a mandala. Remember, you've got to sketch everything with a pencil first before you start to color it in. Sacred geometry goes first.
And you
blocks
see that,
and
but
circles.
Nike is simple. It's like a little sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's even more meaning before that. We can go even deeper into the cult, but it takes time to keep following that thread.
I mean, unfortunately, they didn't. This is,
well, they did,
this
yeah.
is the seed of creation. Absolutely. Of a lot of sport, man, you know.
Exactly.
And they said, and that's why this means, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. Well done.
Yeah, it means that you, if you are God, you're a God. And the gods were heroes, remember, in the men. They were all heroes. Zeus, a Titan. I mean, come on. Samson, Moses, Jesus, all gods. But you see, Moses and Jesus were gods of the divine goddess, not of Nike, the god of war. So when you wear a pair of Nike shoes, you've got some fire up your ass. That's why they can run fast, right? But they're tapping into the fractals of that sacred geometry, and they are a titan in that moment of time when they're wearing the shoes. Take those shoes off, and you're just another Clark Kent, not a Superman. The same as the glasses. So now we're going to have all these new virtual reality glasses that are just in a normal frame, like a Ray-Ban flame or something like that. And so now everybody's going to be walking around as a Clark Kent Superman. Oh my God, but there's going to be a label attached to it too. You see, it could be a Nike sunglasses, it could be a Ray-Ban. And yeah, so anyway, and then you got to use, oh, so Ray-Ban, they use the gamma ray, that's the Ray-Ban. So gamma, and gamma, oh, so they're going to be probably one of the first to bring out the glasses, because they already deal in gamma. Uh-huh, so we're waiting for all these new glasses coming out soon. Not until they announce the new world, though,
well,
and the new
a lot
currency.
Glasses are already available, augmented reality glasses.
It's going to be no phone, darling.
But I mean, these glasses with no phone, they already exist.
Not on this caliber. You're going to have, in your right eye, you'll be able to see what? Detail. In your left eye, you'll be able to see the bigger perspective, two screens at once. You will see the difference. It's three. It's a trinity now. You will be doing the converging of all the glasses. I know, amazing. They're going to right where? At our pineal gland. Sourcing our pineal gland now. They've done the done one, which is the hand and the stomach. Okay, because everyone wears their something in their pocket. Mm-hmm. So it's already taken the frequencies off here. So they've got a lot of information from your womb, okay? And from all your digits of your hand. But now they've bypassed the heart and they've gone straight to the pineal gland. Sourcing directly. Our sun no longer going even for the solar plexus. Nike did that with these runners and sneakers. Mm-hmm. So they've captured basically all parts of the body, almost. And the last is the crown. And that's what they're going for.
And that's why we do the sound showers.
Yeah, exactly.
So to...
Open the fontanelle.
Mm-hmm. And when we meditate to the sun and we are naked in the sun, then mm-hmm. we got all these cleaning of all these in the body.
Yeah, and everybody who knows who does good. Sun gazing and puts their butt and their vagina and penis up to the sun. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful practice. And also, if you do that, all
the
bugs...
Are there something called like solar brilliance?
Yeah. I'm just saying, we've got natural flora and the sun, it kills all the bacteria around our anus, which is what we need because we're wiping with filthy toilet paper instead of washing it with beautiful waters. Mm-hmm. And that toilet paper is imprinted, by the way, with words that you don't even know about, that you're wiping your ass at. Which could be saying to you, yeah, wipe me more, buy toilet paper, or you're filthy, you're disgusting.
Yeah, so every house should have like a bidet because it's really
a bidet.
Cool. A bidet, right, because it's really cool too.
Arabs and Chinese, they don't use toilet paper. They use a bidet.
Yeah, it's better.
Water, Pachamama, hello. Not some abrasive thing that smells like, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's why we use the sun to do that. Yeah. And so we started with what? Stories? I just stories. So, for example, we look at the sun and we say, oh, yeah, it's the stories. We can create a lot of stories around the sun.
The sun is the highest accord. It's got the highest story. What are you talking about?
Right, so he will
so
help
you go
us.
For things that have got the highest
when
story.
When we are in contact with the uh-huh. sun, he will take that piece of uh-huh. body that is in contact with the sun to the highest vibration. That's what you need to think. Not where is my other, whatever. I don't want to say that. It's like a forbidden word. Tighty just said. Somebody, everybody needs to hug the sun.
Yeah.
And see it and expose the body to the sun. That's the biggest healer.
Yeah.
And mouth open.
Exactly.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to look at, that's how we used to do it. It's exactly that position. But this is the best one.
It's so good like that because
your boobs hang here and the boobs get it too. Oh, yeah. It's the fetal position. It's that position in a yoga too. It's, you know, the child position.
When the sun comes, let's do it today.
Yeah. The sun is already here.
No, but when the sun hits
the angle here, yeah.
How do we say our living room?
Yeah, exactly.
Our yoga mats.
Uh-huh.
Yoga mats.
That's why the ancient ones prayed to the sun, because it was the highest level of consciousness. It was way above them, never to be reached. It was just something that we all strived for, right? Was to reach the sun, was to reach the stars. So if we command the stars to do the work for us in our consciousness, and all of our stories is to elevate them and to purify and cleanse and restore them from the sun and the moon, from liquid gold and liquid silver. Silver and gold make rose. Rose is what we live off, is the sweetness of the nectar of every species on this earth. It smells like a rose.
Oh yeah, I remember all these rose flowers. Remember mm-hmm. all these water roses? We always had rose water.
Mm-hmm. So the stories. That's why Trump has got so much of those buildings, because his stories are so grand that so many people believe them. that everybody wants to even be housed in a part of that story. So they're taking all these energies, right? All these people, workers, putting them in to create a story of a story of a story. And these guys don't have to do anything. Black magicians sit around and do nothing all day. Or people building blockchain stories, all in that office with the telephone on their computer creating code. It's fucking insane. No,
but it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, the rural population goes to the cities to build buildings.
Yeah, for somebody else.
This is so ridiculous.
While they're in the dark, stuck inside, in the dark, in a fictitious light, they cannot see the truth of what's going on.
But it's totally going to the dark.
Exactly.
After picking papayas in the morning, you go and build cement to build on top of cement, so people build on top, on four walls. Yes, it's really
And it's freezing cold in there, air conditioning, you're in a cave. You're in blackness for 8 days.
That's why
you don't see the light.
People get so depressed.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why people here get so happy.
And they make them wear what colors? Black, grays. Wear a suit.
Yeah, big boots.
Cover everything up to the neck. They even put your tie and
strangle
you.
What about the militaries, you know, all these belts?
And then they shave their head so they've got no sexual energy. They take their hair straight away off. The first thing when you walk into a military, they shave your head. They take all your sexual energy of the divine goddess and they instill programs.
Total robot.
Of robots, yeah. And they do not even allow you to pierce your ear to be like a goddess or nothing. No tattoos. Those tattoos are our ancestral markings. They're protection for us. No tattoos. You go in, no protection. No
hair.
What
happens if you have tattoos?
What do you mean?
What happens if you have tattoos?
You're not allowed to. Now you can, but then you weren't allowed to.
But so
you are marked. They're the ones who mark you.
But if you had tattoos, then what happened to you? You cannot go in?
You cannot go into the army.
Oh, good. Okay. So you were safe since I went to not go to the army.
Not voluntary army. That's voluntary army. This is for service of countries that have voluntary. We're not talking mandated. Mandated, you're going to get tattooed back then. Because back then, they tattooed you. They branded you that you were a soldier. You got a number. You got a tattoo. Most of them got tattoos, but they were not to be visible. If you want to go back all the way back to the occult, you'll see and understand why. It's just indoctrination.
That's what stories.
And when you shave your your head, that's your head. The same as your head on your penis. Now you just become a prick. Yeah, I know. Masculine. And masculines, they prick you. They burst, right? They come in and put a hole in the womb so the baby waters can break and the baby can be born. That's a prick. To pierce the waters of the womb, the vagina. Is the waters to make a baby.
So you should be having sex when you prick.
Exactly. That's how you break the waters.
Having sex. Oh, so beautiful. Oof, that would be so amazing.
But anyone who goes through a natural birth
wow.
is what they do. That's how you bring on the waters.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's wow, meant to. Like creation, remember, starts with a big bang. And that baby is being in creation. You haven't finished. The last creation is the two moons. Remember the sun and the moon coming together. The first eclipse and the second eclipse. The second eclipse is birth. When the baby is to be birthed, you have sex. And now you've got the spark of light. You've got a full human being.
So instead of
let's hear
orgasm.
Exactly. And the baby's going to come out with love. Yeah. And now both created and accepted of the self, you see.
Oh my God, that will be so beautiful.
I know. That's why I said I'd love to have babies again, really, because I'd do it all again. I really would.
Wow, I can create like a perfect
environment. Mm-hmm. But that's the total eclipse of the heart. That's the two eclipses in a cycle. So imagine if we all planned to have babies in those eclipses and we created the eclipse. Can you imagine the light that comes into this planet? That's why this next generation are going to be equipped to bring in such beautiful divine light and understand what they're doing is capturing light given from God consciousness as a gift. So welcome to our stories here at Esperanza.land, at Pachaju.com. Sacredness, that's what we're all about. Sacred teachings, sacred love. And it does need to be preserved. And it is a secret because it is to be given to those only who are pure in their hearts and understand alchemy. So welcome to the real world, or welcome to the world of projection.